Hello there.
Hello.
My name is Oscar, calling from Arizona Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. May I speak to Brittany, please?
Yes. What are you calling in regards to?
Yes, we are conducting an opinion survey. We would like to ask you a few questions about your community and the nation. If she's not available, perhaps I can speak to you. I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
Yes, well.
Definitely?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right, let's move on. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
I'm sorry?
May I ask your race to make sure we are representing everybody?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
24,
thank you. Let me enter that. Thank you so much. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate from 0 to 10 how important of an issue is to you to have them focus on. Use 10 if it's most important, 5 if the issue is somewhat important, and 0 if the issue is not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. First issue is banning tobacco products for adults. How important is that from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Making college more affordable?
5.
5. Protecting voting rights and democracy?
5.
5 as well. Thank you, sir. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
5.
5, and improving K-12 education?
10.
10, okay, moving on. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly approve, sir, or just somewhat approve?
Certainly approve.
Strongly approve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. The first one is the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA. How do you feel about them?
0.
0. Okay. Democrats in Congress, how do you feel about the Democrats in Congress from 0 to 100?
100.
100, okay. Oops, let me jump it here. And how do you feel about President Biden?
100.
100 as well. Thank you, sir. Moving on quickly. I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate from 0 to 10 how important the issue is that is for the FDA to be focused on. 10, use 10 if it's most important. 5, if the issue is somewhat important. And 0, if it's not important at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. First issue is reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl. How important is that from 0 to 10?
5,
okay. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
10.
10.
You're welcome.
Banning different tobacco products for adults.
10.
10, all right. Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
10. Thank you, sir. Moving on quickly. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support or oppose that?
Zero.
No, this is if you support it or oppose it.
Don't support.
Okay, let me read it again. It is illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you support it or oppose it?
Support it.
Support it strongly, sir, or just somewhat support?
Strongly support.
A strong support, okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you, sir. Almost done. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Benefit.
Much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Much more benefit.
Much more benefit, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Top priority.
Top priority, okay, thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, prohibition. It's an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you think is a better approach, prohibition or harm reduction?
Prohibition,
okay. I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about this outcome. First mentioned here is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Would you say you would be very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about that outcome?
Not concerned.
Not very concerned or not at all?
Not concerned at all.
Not at all, okay. Second one is more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all?
Not very concerned. How many more questions are there?
After this, we're pretty much rolling, you know, finishing. We only have three statements to read, and we can start wrapping things up. An immediate loss over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Would you say that outcome will make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Very well. Moving on, sir. As I said, I got three statements to read to you, and after that, we'll be wrapping things up very quickly. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement. 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Use any number between 0 and 10. First statement says America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put larger target on minority communities where we might never return from.